AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rallies and marches and days of service mark Martin Luther King Day across the country. In Columbia, South Carolina, the three candidates running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination addressed a crowd at the State House. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says there's too much indifference in this country.
There are far too many lives in America taken from us by violence. Still too many children in America who go to bed hungry, who go to school hungry. Still too much indifference when the lives taken from us are black lives.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says racism goes hand in hand with poverty.
What Dr. King said is we have got to combat racism, but we have also got to combat income and wealth inequality.
And former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked about gun control.
When black people are killed worshiping at Mother Emanuel with a gun bought through a legal loophole, this isn't just a public safety issue, it's a civil rights issue.
On this Martin Luther King Day, two more people say they're going to boycott the Oscars because of a second straight year of mostly white nominees. Director Spike Lee, in a lengthy Instagram posting, says he can't support the lily white Oscars. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith, whose husband Will Smith was not nominated for his performance in the NFL head trauma drama Concussion, says it's time for people of color to disregard the Academy Awards. Some 20 minutes after a woman called police late last night in Danville, Ohio, saying her ex-boyfriend was armed and out to kill a police officer, the body of Danville Police Officer Thomas Cottrell was found behind the town's municipal building. Herschel Ray Jones, who has an extensive criminal record, was arrested early this morning after a short foot chase. The head of the Ohio FOP says Cottrell was assassinated. This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration continues work on ending homelessness. Shelley Adler has more.
It's called Opening Doors, a program started by the Obama administration in 2010 with a goal of ending homelessness by 2020. Julian Castro, the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, says they're starting with veterans.
Between 2010 and 2015, we saw a 36% reduction in veteran homelessness.
In some places, that figure is 100%.
Just in the last couple of months, we've seen states like Virginia and cities like Las Vegas and New Orleans and others reach that goal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Tennis star Roger Federer set a record today just by showing up. His appearance in the Australian Open is his 65th consecutive major tournament. That's an impressive run that started at the Australian Open in the year 2000. Federer had little trouble advancing to the second round today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.